which is the Derech of the Am. That's what we said basically yesterday, right? So he says, Neskam v'nema, let's just summarize what we have. Top of Ayin Reish based, and then we'll he was gonna bring a marshal to try and get us to just chup and understand what we say. Okay. Darcha shel Yosef hu aderech ha-shlema. Hu atzidkes ha-gemura. The way of Yosef was the derech of ha-shlama, of being sholem, and that's the tzadik ha-gomo. Ki tzures ha-am ha-mitbatel the tzadik, v'kula mekachim es shem ha-shem, b'tzures ha-vaido som zu. Everyone's mevatel to the tzadik, and then mekadish shem shemayim through this avoida. Hi be'etzem derech ha-lechatchila, v'umazoy is darcha shel Yehuda, hu derech ha-balai tshuva, Derech Achno, he tzuras habediyevet. Yehuda's way is the way of the Balei Tshuva, the derech of humbling, of being mevatel yourself to Hashem, and that is the tzura of what's called bediyevet. However, and this is very important to know, in many places in Torah, you'll answer many kashas in the Torah.
You're talking about Yehuda?
Yehuda.
But actually, it's very nice to think of the pasuk when he told Yosef, I will remain here as an eved. I will be your eved. It's mevateling himself.
Oh, good, nice. You'll answer many kashas with what I'm going to say now. Ulam davke b'dievet zeh magales malchus Hashem yoisim ederech ha-tzadik ha-gomo. This b'dievet is actually l'chatchila, because this b'dievet is what's megala malchus shamayim more than the tzadik ha-gomo. V'hi gam yecholah li'ayis nachlus ha-klal. The other advantage of it is that everyone can attach themselves to this. V'lo rak nachlus yechidi segula. It's not just those that have mastered the Mesidus Yesharim. You know? Mastered the Mesidus Yesharim. In action, not in having read it. So that's for the Yechidim. You'll see this in many places. The little moon and the big moon. It seems that Lechatchila, the two Ma'iris HaGedolis was Lechatchila. And B'dievet, no, that B'dievet is the Lechatchila. Luchos Sheni was B'dievet, but it's not. In the Shailish of it, it's the Lechatchila. Okay, that's what we said up to yesterday. In order to wake us up a little bit, just to chap what we're talking about here, use the following marshal. Adam Shainu Shutav Bebeis Choreshes Anak. Sheshoviv Meya $1 million. You have a guy who's a partner in a big factory that's worth $100 million. Chelkoi Beshutav is $1 million. His partnership in the business is $1 million. V'yesh Lo'od Meya Shutvim. And he has another 100 partners. Like a small law firm in Manhattan, about 100 partners, yeah. Okay. That's like a small law firm in Manhattan. So this business is worth $100 million, and he has 100 partners, so there's another guy's got a small partnership in a law firm in Manhattan. Yeah, you got a law firm, a business, a factory, it's worth $100 million. There's 100 partners, like a small law firm in Manhattan, and he's worth $1 million. Right? Lumi says, Chaveira hu baal bais choroshes chatan, sheshov $1 million. But another guy, he's got a little factory, it's worth $1 million. Reze meh madif, which is better. Mitzadach harashutav bebeis choroshes anak, mishtaich lekfutza adira. The guy in the first factory, he's part of a massive organization. Leguf kalkali baal utzma, having enormous influence and power in the business world. Achmidach, who lo balabait ayochid. On the other hand, he's not the balabait ayochid. Before he does anything, he has to consult with 99 other people. Hurak chelik katan min amarechet. He's just a little piece of a big world. Shutav ba'achuz boded. He's just one small little partner alone in a big sea. Numazah sheni who bal bait choreshet katan. The other guy, he's the owner of a very small. He's a owner of a very small factory. His personal imprint is on every corner of the factory. Yosef is the bechina of the big factory. Enormous power. When everybody is behind the tzaddik ador, and the tzaddik ador is being makar Hashem Shemayim that way. Ze utzma adira, vezu gilu v'pilsum shel Shem Shemayim berabim. Enormous pilsum and gilu of Shem Shemayim berabim. Ach meidach, hayochid ma'abed kan es chois me'ashi. Yeah, the yochid loses his own personal Stempel. He's just one part of a whole bunch of little people of a bigger picture. And that's why the Shvatim weren't interested in this. The individual working on his own, doing what he has to do, so he has his own personal imprint on everything that he does. He's not just a little fish in a big sea. His imprint is much smaller. The impact is much smaller, but it's personal. If today we would have the derech of Yosef HaTzadik, how would it look today? Eretz Yisrael Yisa Nusuna Tachas Hanhogas Gedoyli Ador. The Hanhoga, the rulership of Eretz Yisrael would be under the Hanhoga of the Gedoyli Ador. Chevra Mamshele V'Sarei Knesses Hayushrei Mitoyer V'Mitzvahs. The Knesset and the cabinet and whatever, if we would have such a thing, would be Shomer Torah V'Mitzvahs. Chilul Shabbos Hayim Chutz L'Chok. Chilul Shabbos would be like when I grew up in South Africa, you go to jail. When I grew up in South Africa, if you did anything on Sunday, you opened your business, you got arrested. There was no game. The Christians were serious about their Christianity. There was no gas stations open. There was nothing. You couldn't play sport even. There was no. Sunday was Sunday. There was the law. It wasn't because people were really frum. It was because there was the law. Chil Shabbos Achutz Lichok, Pritzes Hayesem Achutz Lichok, Kol Klal Yisrael Nishma Lachukia Torah. Everyone's keeping the Torah like in the times of Chizkiyahu. Kamuvan, Shebate Aso Hayereiki Miodom. Obviously, the prisons would be empty because you don't need prisons. Miachav Ein Gneivot, Ein Samim, Ein Pshia. There's no theft. There's no Pshia. There's no drugs. Idyllic utopian society. What we would do with the prisons? I don't know. Turn them into yeshivas. They're already kind of starting to look like that. Kol batei asar hamalachtim hayu hufchim l'talmidei Torah, batei knesset, batei midrashos, hayu gedushim b'leihem de Torah, yirus shamayim u'bala adinut hanefesh. Imagine utopian society. Take all the prisons, you can turn them into schools, you can turn them into batei knesset. We're a wonderful society. Lumaset shalala elam b'moer kiyori, hagoyim haya chosre kol erech moisre v'anushi, kamuvan b'matz zeh kini shem godol main kamol. Of course, the rest of the world, the Goyim would carry on doing what they're doing or whatever, but there would be this island of sanity in the world. There would be an enormous Kiddush Hashem. Everyone would look at this little land and say, wow, I wish we could have a society like that. There would be an enormous Kiddush Hashem. Like in the times of Shlomo Melech a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitpaya Benoi Be'enei Kol Ha'amim Shem Bechinas Yisrael Hashem Bo Becha Espaya. Through Klal Yisrael, Hashem is glorified. As it would be wonderful, no? What's the crime rate in Israel? Efes. What's the economy rate? The best in the world. What's that would be the world, you know? Everyone would come out to see, how do you do this? Can you explain this? What do you do? A big, enormous Kiddush Hashem. Ein sofik kebenezev lekach hayu rabbi mama aretz mityadim shereheim hayu roim es malosim gedosu shalam Yisrael. Shal boi roilam. There'd be a lot of people being Magaya. They would come and say, psh, wonderful. Who doesn't want to be part of such a wonderful society? And we reach a tachlis like that. All the nations of the world will be mizbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the name of the table. This wonderful, adin, beautiful, radiant nation would be spread to the whole world. Everyone will come from far or far away and will coronate you, Hashem. Yeah, with a nigger. Kesem Alucha. Yeah, okay. We're still ready. It's nearly Elul. Everyone's worrying about Pesach. I'm worried about Elul. Kach rotze Yosef HaTzadik. That's what Yosef HaTzadik wanted. Zoi Sedarkoi. Ruaya HaTzadik. Habamoyna ala Am Yisrael. That's what Yosef HaTzadik wanted. Everyone's keeping the Torah, everybody's elevated, everybody's doing his Kiddush Hashem. The Shvatim said, no, we don't hold of such a derech. It's not a derech shalom. Yeah, where's the Yochid? Where's the room for the Yochid? They didn't agree with Yosef's dreams that there's to be as botless to the God. Okay. That's the basics. That's the foundations of the principles. Let's see how this goes. Kenereh derech Yosef and kenereh derech Achiv yikumu Yisrael shnei meshichim. In the way of Yosef, in the way of Yehuda, of the way of the Shvatim, we have two Mashiachs. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Very few people know what the sugya is about. Let's try and touch on a little bit. There's obviously much more to be understood here. Mashiach ben Yosef hayibo lo haynu zoichim li yois am mekatshe Hashem kedacha shel Yosef. Lo yotzu that Klal Yisrael would be completely kadosh am mekatshe Hashem in the way of Yosef. So then Mashiach ben Yosef is the correct answer. Okay, no mechazal she Mashiach yavu o bedor shekulu zakai. Mashiach will either come to a door that's completely zakai, sherezu darker shel Yosef, because that's the derech of Yosef. She gilu malchus shemaim eledei kach sheam Yisrael hu am zakai. There's a gilu of malchus shemaim because kol ha'am is kadosh v'holi. Zakai da'ani shu mekayim es ha'toyr v'is it's mitzvasei begdush betara. The whole am is in Eretz Yisrael doing what they're supposed to be doing begdush betara. Letzareinu rav kiyoyim. The leaders of Klal Yisrael, in the whole world, kimat, on Shemit Torah and Mitzvahs, ele Yisraelim chosru zehut yehudit amitit. They're Israelis lacking any sense of Jewish identity bichlal. Vanu roi, veneinu kalot, keitzad niskaimu bonoi, b'melo oizam v'tukfam divrei b'seinu kish Yisrael yoidin yoidin atohoi. Unfortunately, we see today with full power. Chazal tell us when Klal Yisrael fall, they fall lower than anybody. When a Jew falls, he falls lower than a Goy can ever fall. That's when he's up, he's much higher. But when he falls, he's Nikkei Shalamaisi Ishtana Tafkidainu. So our Tafkid today is very different. You can't say that we're going to serve the world Hashem and Mimkalakot Shemayim because everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Rahman Atzlan, what percentage of the Jewish people today show him in mitzvahs? Before we even start talking about who's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And in the Olam of Shrei Materi and Mitzvahs, what is the percentage of those who are actually Yodei Machav Osa Baloma? One in a thousand, the Gemara says. So what's left? It's a sheris of a sheris of a sheris. With that you're going to say, Derech of Yosef? Lolech. Lolech. Shuv einu tzibo o'am, elu lekol yochid v'yochid, yesh tafkid, yechido ish v'sheloyim. Today there is no tzibu, there's no am. What tzibu is there? What am is there? The Olam HaCharedi? That's a united am? I'll show you within the Olam HaCharedi 15 different people who won't even eat in each other's houses. That's called an am? It's a ridiculous concept. The whole concept of an am, the whole concept of a tzibu doesn't exist anymore. No. You have to understand as well. Very well. We get together at certain times, convenient. But anybody agrees about anything today? Noise lana le tzapot le Mashiach bin David. Who are Mashiach shel ha'yichidim? We have to wait for Mashiach bin David. That's the Mashiach of the individuals. Kasher ein am echad ha'megale kovod Hashem. You don't have one united nation being megale kovod Hashem. What you left with are individuals struggling and fighting in order to be mefasim shem Hashem bo'ilom. Eilu anoiflim sheva pamim ach kamim shuv. Those are the ones that are tzadik shiva yopul v'kam. V'nachnu kamnu menis oidon. We get up, we fall, we get up, we fight. K'dovid ha-melech ha-shehikim oil shel tshuva. Oilam shel tshuva maybe. David HaMelech says about himself, Yochid v'oni ani. I'm a yochid, I'm an oni, meaning in ruchnis I'm an oni. He wasn't an oni in money. Aleim nema, mokom shebal tshuva oindim ein tzadikim gomorim yechilim lamoid. Where the bal tshuva stands, the tzadik omer can't stand. Mashiach ben David bo bedor shekulu chayev. David HaMelech is coming to the generation that's kulu chayev. We don't have an am. ולכן המשיח יגיע על ידי עבוד הסיוחיד, וזהו הבני יבד, שבאים כהו עליך תחילה כפשי שואן על יל. המשיח will come to a generation of יחידים. That was Avram Avinu. That's why we mentioned many times that the door is the door of Avram Avinu. The Rebbe of this generation is Avram Avinu.
We see also, we have practically no more Midori Ador.
The Musa Godla Dor died with Rav Shach. Yeah. Never mind, yeah. We don't have Gedolim. We have Gedolim in Baruch Hashem.
Yes, but not like Zatwas
You can't compare. But, yeah. Yeah. Besides Yiridus Adoris. I mean, you're not talking about Yiridus Adoris. No, but there's a Musa Yiridus Adoris, but just the Kamut.
The Gora, it's an end of the Yechidim. No, it's not.
Only Yechidim. Only Yechidim. מאוד חשוב to understand this. מאוד חשוב to understand this נקודה. You know? I'm talking about real Mukubalim lived in Tzvat in the times of.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Holocaust did its job.
Yeah.
Holocaust did its job. Hitler won the war.
They won. They know what they have to do. They say they have to
list
of all the
Toledo,
all the
people.
No, we
lost. No, I don't mean we lost long. The same way as we lost in Hanukkah. Total shattered, broken door. No chinuch, no parenting. Shattered, broken door. Yasme de Yasme, the Yerushalmi calls us. Orphans, the children of orphans. And Hitler, and what about in Russia? What about Stalin? What did Stalin destroy? Took a nation of Shemeter and Mitzvahs, even the Christians, the Greek Orthodox Church, the Abdullahs, was enormously powerful in Russia. Yeah, and they turned it into a state of atheism where there's no God, there was no, you were too terrified. They stripped everybody of the Yiddishkeit. I mean, how many from Yidden were left in Russia, underground, working, whatever? Surim, Noiraim, just to maintain a little bit of Yiddishkeit. And how many did he kill? If Stalin hadn't died on that fateful Purim, there was going to be 3 million more Yidden would have been killed. Yeah. The train tracks for the journey were already started. He died on Purim. It saved millions of Jewish lives. So what's left is a sheris of broken, shattered people with no Messiahs trying to slowly rebuild Klal Yisrael. And what we have is you have Yechidim.
Yeah.
You have Yechidim. That's one. If that's our tafkid today, and it seems it's poshut because I don't know how else you would see it, then there's no room for machleikas. The machleikas between the different parts of the nation, who's going to like. I want the tzaddik to put his head on me. You know, the 12 stones had an argument where they wanted Yosef to sleep on his head. It's completely irrelevant. You don't have an am. You have a yochid. You have yechidim. You have to go out and do what they have to do. Machleika zu koiche yofi. Kashe anu skukim lahakim am v'tzava. When you need to fill up build a nation, you need to build an army. In a chinami, you need the rivalry, you need the different chalokim that are through the rivalry or elevating each other. Tzva moganu mesedu shekaimis bo machleikas hamit nachzchut b'neim b'machleikas v'shem shamayim. You have an am Hashem going out there, and you have different divisions and different aspects and different shvatim, and it's all the shem shamayim. V'kak metchazek kol echad v'dalche shlo, each one holds on to his derech. And each one goes up in his level, and the rivalry helps you to elevate yourself. The Navy is pushing a bit harder because the Air Force are giving them a rough time, and there's the whatever, the whole. Oh, there's no room for machleikas. Everyone's different, no? Everyone's different. So where's the room for machleikas? We call Yochid veYochid. Yesh Malkim Bolomu Shalakolish Baruch Hu. Everyone has place in Hashem's world. A person has to, before he does anything, he has to ask himself, "What am I living for in my world?" Who says that? The Yesoda Yesoidus and the Shoidus Hashiroshim of everything is about machav osa ba'olamo. It's in the singular, you noticed? It doesn't say machav osa ba'olam. What's your chiv in the world? It's what's your chiv in your world. You'll say, my world, there's no room for machlekas, because in my world, this is the way we do things. What about in your world? I don't live in your world. So I don't do what you do, because I don't live in your world. I live in my world. And I have to give din v'chesh to Kodesh Baruch Hu, nobody else. Therefore, there's no way to begin to understand the enormous koch that each yochid has. This generation that's waiting for Mashiach bin David any minute. Where's the Kiddush Shemayim coming from? From Yechidim, all over the world. He's being Mekadosh Shemayim where he is. He's Mekadosh Shemayim where he is. Bala tshuva amitim nizvasfim es ha'am el ha'am basmoda. Bala tshuva coming back. Each one joining, coming back on his own bed. Atofor mezazet la'at la'at es oylam. Yudim mekotza oylam la'achesh nizgalgulu b'kol kotzvei tevel v'ishtofufu b'dovein lev b'kol ha'tarboi z'amuses b'yoyse. It's time for the kitet loyv the elim umeshanim beyoseh. Dafke misham chozu lekum achzvasam. Yidden that was spread all over the world, involved in the worst tumors and the worst that the goyish world has to offer, whatever. Dafke from that tumor are coming back, cleaving to Hashem. Hadove ma'ir esar itit. Beikvu zoyz gam agoyim naasi moedim at leemes hanitzchis akaymes b'toyrus Yisrael. Even in the Goyish world, more and more you're starting to see things you never saw. The Koreans, South Koreans. You have to have a shas in your house, you know that? South Koreans, if you're in South Korea, you need to learn, you can go to any house, kimat, and ask them, and they'll lend you a Gemara Baba Kam. They come here enough to see, because they hold that the Jewish people are the wisest people in the world, and they know that comes from the Talmud. I saw a video, they taught this guy from South America, from South Korea. He came here to look, he wanted to see the yeshivas, he wanted to see what it was, the Ma'od Ma'od Ma'idah. So they took him with a secular Israeli, journalist, whatever, and they went to Ponovich. And this guy stood there raving, he was like, he saw light there, he sees the light of God, yeah, and whatever. And afterwards, it's tragic, you can tear your heart out. Because this guy from South Korea is busy thinking about the light of God that he sees in Ponovich or whatever, and this secular Israeli guy that's forming the whole thing to run, says, what are you talking about? Don't know what you're talking about. Lord Ramsey, he doesn't see it. In America, the evangelists, whatever, all over. I'm not an anthropologist. What's going on? But you know that you see there's a whole new appreciation in the world. At the same time, there's an enormous amount of anti-Semitism because there's an enormous amount of assimilation. Those things always go hand in hand. I'm not saying not. These are complex sugyas. Aval you see lat. Kivimatzav kalayom ein mishpocha ba'am Yisrael she'enu mekira mikoru ba'le tshuva. Show me a family today in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have some relative somewhere along is not a Baal Tshuva. I don't mean a Baal Tshuva the way the Torah means a Baal Tshuva. And in Baal Tshuva the way Avram Avinu was a Baal Tshuva, because Avram Avinu wasn't a Baal Tshuva. Avram Avinu was a Ger. We're not Baal Tshuva. We're Gerim. Why? Rabbi Tisya told me this. He told me a Pialochi he holds. It's not sport. What's a Baal Tshuva? Baal Tshuva was once from, he left, and now he's come back home. So he was in his home, he left, and now he's come home. He's back in his familiar environment. What's a ger? A ger is somebody who left his familiar environment and came into a strange new world, where he's not really welcome back in the old world, and the new world's not that particularly interested in him either. He's living like in a low man's land. What's a Baal Tshuva today? He was never frum. He was never part of the Haredi world, or the frum world, or whatever world you want to call it. Yeah? So he leaves his home, which is his comfort zone, and he's lech lecha, and he goes off to a whole new world. That's a ger, that's not a Baal Tshuva. Matisse held that all the dinim of Oivis a ger or whatever applies to Baal Tshuva today. So you better be careful how you talk to me, okay? Hey, Baruch. We're going to look after each other. Now these FFBs better get their acts together. But today you don't know anybody who doesn't have somewhere in the family a Baal Tshuva. You also don't know anyone today who doesn't have somebody's family who's gone off the derech. We have to maintain Bechir in the world. You can't lose Bechir. There's still Bechir in the world. Kach yidkadmu advarim ad shenizke lo'o chodesh al tzion ta'ir. Kol yedir bepinose sheloi. Rekatet es atzmoi v'moitzini pniyoise tipa shemen. Each year he's got to squeeze out of himself that little od shemen, v'od shemen. Asher bebo hazman yitztaref v'tayres ha'or ha'chadesh yor al tzion. All these individuals, eventually we're all going to come together. Each little tipa, each bit of light, each bit of kedusha you bring in the world, it's all going to join up together. And that's going to be the big light that's going to light up the world. Malach zu hu mahalach shele yechidim zu dachil shel Yehuda shel ish Yehudi. You see it as well. The nisoyin today is the nisoyin of a yochid. You know, it's not the nisoyin of an am. It's the nisoyin of the yochid. Each individual yid has got enormous nisoyinus. Private nisoyinus they don't even know about. You see that it's a world of yechidim. Amar Chazal al teikre Yehudi ele yechidi. Don't call him Yehudi. Close the hay and make it a chet. Mashiach ben David yekabetz umsonoi. Mashmash umsonoi tiyi psura leyechidim. Ah, that the ummah, the nation, will be completely mefazer into yechidim. You won't have a loaf, you'll have purim, you'll have crumbs. V'kein sheyu maspik tipot shemen. And there's enough tipot shemen. Each yechid squeeze out of himself another tip of shemen. When there's enough, al yedei she'anu namit es atzmeinu b'milchomas ha'yetza b'milchomas shel teira ha'shemen hazeh ein ho'elech li'ibud k'matzis or u'mamtim ad she'yegi ha'zman. When each Jew, through his own yisoynus, he's overcoming his battles, his struggles, wherever he is, b'kol makom shehu omed k'ashpa'ashehu sham, he's dropping little tippers of shemen. That shemen is not getting wasted. There'll come a time when all that shemen will come together again. Atshoilam kulu yam yor Hashem. They'll light up the whole world. Melech HaMashiach hu avuka. Melech Mashiach is the avuka? Torch. Yeah, the big flame.
Shamash.
No, not the shamash. The big flame. The not like a little light. Like a projector. Shalei yitztafu kol oysen tipot shemen asher yires or Hashem b'kol oylam. Rav Dimi Omer, Shmoin Esret Klolois Kilul Yeshua Yishayis Yisrael V'lon Yiskaru Redaita Ad Sho'im Aleim HaMikra Azeh Yirhavu Anar B'zokin V'intkalu B'nechad B'nechbad V'ki Yishay Anovi Hu Soini Yisrael Mava Amaral. Okay, you know what, let's stop here. This is all that's the story.
It's like too poetic.
This is too what?
Poetic.
Excuse
me. As the chef is destroyed, the light up, oil drops, all of those. It also kind of makes sense that we each individually become a Neis Hanukkah. We each individually become a Neis Hanukkah.